Bugle, welcome to Switzerland.
Thanks for having me here in Switzerland.
Actually, it's the first time I am seeing you in Switzerland. Is it the first time you're here?
No, this is my second time, but not on this side. I came on the French side a couple of years ago.
So that's actually a new country for you. What did people tell you about Switzerland before you came in?
I hear a lot of beautiful things about Switzerland in terms of the things you people produce. Good cheese, good chocolate. I don't eat chocolate and them things, but I heard a lot about it, you know.
What do you eat then, if not chocolate?
Well, me eat healthy still. I consume healthy. And dairy product, actually trigger my migraine, so I don't do the dairy products.
So is that strictly ital then?
Not 100%, but almost.
What is not ital? What you eat? Meat?
Fish only.
Sea creature?
Sea creature.
Bugle, what I know about you is that everybody I talk to about Bugle tells me that it's my favorite artist. The artist is underrated.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
I get that a lot too. Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, that's how it goes some of the time still, you know, because you find out, say, mass production is a thing we're always in your face. You understand? So based on the fact that mass production is always in your face, then sometimes you will mistake mass production for the real thing. You understand?
Because no,
a man who actually promoting product, which is not quality but quantity, him go extremely hard with him promotion. Because him want you for things say is the best. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to put it up against the best and make it even look better than the best. So that's what I call mass production.
And you're not about that, right?
Definitely not.
But
in dancehall music, because I'm a mixture of dancehall and reggae. In dancehall music, like if you're not bad man, quote unquote bad man, are you? He is not a clown, or he is not a freak, then you don't get the respect where you're supposed to get in a dance hall. So either people are going to have you as a freak, and them say, yeah, the girl, them are say, yeah, we like him. Or them are going to have you as a bad man, and them are say, yeah, we rate him, and we're afraid of him too, but we love him. Or them are going to have you as just a little man, we give them joke and make them laugh. And then we say, yeah, we like him, because he always make us laugh. I'm none of those.
So, if I understand it right, are you saying that if you, for instance, would have hardcore gun lyrics, you might get the respect you deserve?
Well, that's obvious, because that is something I see in a dancehall for years. Like, a man who did said the best things, I said the things where I'm supposed to say and nobody pay him no attention. And it coming from the head of the stream, it's not just the streets or... You understand what I say? That the media houses have a lot to do with it, because that's what they promote. You understand what I say? The negative things tend to be on the front of the paper every day in Jamaica. You understand what I say? The little clown out thing where it have to do with some farmer mix up, they're on the front of the paper every day. And you where do something positive what makes sense, you don't even mean at the middle of the paper. You don't mean at the paper none at all. So what the media basically do is promote the negative and keep your thing outside of the paper, because it don't make the paper sell. It's not relevant to their business.
Mm. You know, sometimes, and I'm very honest now, I also have a feeling that you feel comfortable under the big, you know, how can I say, you don't want to be in the big spotlight.
I am comfortable. I'm 100% comfortable, because I'm one of them person who I don't run down nothing. I don't run down hype. I stay focused. I stay humble. You understand what I'm saying? Me comfortable with what me I do. And to tell you the truth, some of the time I don't like the fact of people saying that I'm underrated, because if me get up every day and say me are the most underrated, it's like, what happened to the real people them out there so they rate me? You understand? So I wouldn't say that I'm the most underrated. I would say the the real people them, the authentic people them, the genuine people them, the down-to-earth people them, the humble people them, the grassroots people them, Selassie I people them, rate me. And that are the greatest ratings, because guess what? The ratings, they last for a lifetime. And I was, before this, me did in a spot where I was just, everybody just look past me, no matter how much conscious music me I do. But me grew and reach to the point now where me become a threat to the baddest artist of Jamaica right now. Because when me and him depend a show, him know say it's not no easy run around thing this again, because Bugle thing solid. And I can use the song that put me on the scene right now to close a show. I can use it to open a show, and you get the same impact from it, just like when me sing it 8 years ago. And me can use the last song when me record for open a show or close a show, and me get the same impact from it. And if you notice, of lately, 3 years in a row, Bugle the Sumfest. 2 years in a row, me the Rebel Salute, which is two of the biggest shows that we keep in Jamaica. No artist now want miss Reggae Sumfest. No artist now want miss Rebel Salute. That's one of the biggest show keeping in Jamaica. 3 years in a row, 2013, 2014, 2015, Bugle did Reggae Sumfest. And every time I come off a Reggae Sumfest stage, there's a lot of people talking, say, yo, we have to put you in the top five. So, okay, good. So that just shows growth. You understand? So for me, when you grow with the people, you know, when you grow with the people and the people them get to know you, and them get to know your songs, them over the years, them live with you and them build with you, and them see your struggle, them see your happiness, them see your rise, them see your fall, everything. You become a household name who are going to last with them forever. So you find out, say, some people pop up, it's just a hype, it's just for the moment. And it might look like, say, the people them love them more than you, but no. It's just a trend, because dancehall is really and truly a culture within a culture. Because sometimes you have to dare Jamaica for see what really are going in a dancehall. Because some things go on in a dancehall of Jamaica, well, you probably know if you go YouTube or if you're up on Facebook and them things, and see some crazy thing. But dancehall is a culture within a culture. Dancehall is not just Jamaica culture. Yeah, dancehall is a culture where I know every Jamaican deal with dancehall on the level of ghetto people, poor people deal with dancehall. So that is a total different culture from Jamaica culture, from reggae, from Bob Marley culture.
Yes, I know. I have a feeling that two things make you special, because I've been to Jamaica in December, I've been to Kingston in December, mm-hmm. and I talk to people about Bugle lyrics.
Yeah.
I think you have a different approach of writing lyrics than everybody else in the business.
True.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I do. Because I listen to everybody's music. And I don't like to compare my work with anybody's work. But I do that at times, because I have great artists that I look up to. I have artists like the Sizzler Kalonji, the Bounty Killer, the Buju Banton, and them people who I look up to and emulate them somewhat. You understand? And try to take little things from for them performance or music overall to add to me, but I still be me 100% where writing a song is concerned.
I also hear words in your songs that I hear nowhere else. And you know, you're the only Jamaican artist where I have to Google a certain word or something. All of the rest I have heard before, and I know what they talk about. But
well,
sometimes
when
you come up with a word like anointed,
yeah.
I, as a German, Swiss German speaking man, I don't know what anointed means. So I have to look up, and then I have to, you know, read about the word anointed, because it's not just a word that you can translate with one word again.
True.
You have to read to really understand what you mean with the song.
True. Because the thing about me, you know, like, if me I go get up and do everything what everybody else do, then me not going to be special. I'm just going to be another wolf in the pack. You understand? And me not want to be that. Me want to be Bugle. And if you notice, just the name alone is a musical instrument. You understand? So me have a great part for playing at the society, because we as artists, the youth them look up to we. So we have to do things to make the youth them can follow, to make the youth them can emulate, to make the youth them want to be like we without we leading them astray. So me are one of them people who actually decide say me nah go do that because me say John Tam and John Brown a do it. Because there are so many words there that you don't hear in music. So why not just, you know, go read, go study, go find some other things to write about, because there's a lot of things to write about. And that's why I can get up on a daily basis and sing a positive song on a daily basis. And for me, it's like ABC, because so I want to think it's so easy. And me are one of them people, I'm a think positive. 24 hours a day, me think positive. I don't come out of my house and I'm in a prayer. I would have never ever come out of my house through my door and I'm in a prayer. You understand what I mean? I said that's how spiritually connected I am with the Almighty. So based on the fact that me so connected spiritually, then me have to present myself on that same level where music is concerned. That's just me, 100%.
When you say you're connected to Almighty, is Bugle a religious person, or is that a private connection between you and the Almighty?
No, for me, being connected to the Almighty, first and foremost, religion. I'm gonna deal with religion, yeah, because for me, religion is division. Religion divide the world. Religion cause some of the biggest war. While even I go on right now. In other world, just religious war. So I'm going to deal with religion. I deal with way of life. Me is a Rastafarian. Me is a Bobo Shanti. You understand? So I deal with King Selassie straight. Of course, God of the Almighty, nothing can go around that. You understand what I say? Selassie, King. You understand what I say? So me deal with the King straight. And me no hide and do that. So the only privacy me have with the Almighty, I want me any my reason, because when there's a time when you want him a reason, when you don't want a crowd, you don't want a distraction, and you don't even want a third person here, just him alone and you want him a reason. And that's something I do on a daily basis. On a daily basis. I love to pray in private. You understand? I feel more connected to the Almighty when I'm in a private, I pray. So I do that every day. No matter if I'm late for a flight, I'm late for a show, an interview, no matter what. I forgot to miss the flight. I forgot to miss the interview. No matter what it is, I forgot to miss it. Doctor appointment, anything. I have to pray. Because I can't miss anything else, but me can't miss God.
You do that first thing in the morning then?
Yeah.
Good. The other thing that makes Bugle special in my eyes is that you are, and you said it yourself, some kind of a mixture. I don't like the word mixture, but somewhere on one hand, you're a Rasta,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't like the word, but I use it now, but mm-hmm. you're a Batman too in my eyes.
A Batman.
Yeah, you have the, if I look at
depends.
If I listen to your voice and I see you on stage and yeah. like the attitude you have for me, you have the attitude of a real Batman.
But guess what go on now? Well, we are them youth that work forward from the ghetto. We are garrison youth. So we know them life then, and we've been through them life there already. A change, somewhat, somehow, and not do certain things where we live in the past already. But if it forward to the test, then Bugle can defend himself. You know, you have Batman and you have Batman. You understand what I say? Me are one of them youth though. Me can defend myself. I'm not a pushover. So it's best if you walk on my foot and you say sorry. Yeah? And I will even brush it off when you do say sorry. But don't walk on my foot and make it look like you did that deliberate and I'm supposed to take it. Me not gonna take that. Cause guess what? You can't be no weak heart if you are a Jah warrior. That's one of the things where you have to know. You have to firm. You have to brave. You have to outspoken. You understand what I say? So you can't be no idiot when you're a Jah warrior. You have to firm upon your foot and say, this or this. Me put on my foot. This me I represent. This me I deal with. Now I go around that and no man can clown this. So if you refer to that as a bad man, then I'm okay with that. I'm great with that.
It's actually exactly what I felt, what you say now. What you were saying now is very interesting, because you know, in the eyes of a lot of Swiss people and listeners from my show, reggae music is some kind of a is Bob Marley music, is the unity, one love, I would say, you know, the hippies music. A lot of my, also my parents, they have in mind that it's just a music from a country with wonderful beaches and sun and palms and coconuts and things like that. But the music I got to know behind Bob Marley is ghetto people music, is rebel music. Is
Bob Marley music is ghetto people music.
Yes, exactly. If you listen close.
Yeah, it is. It is. If Bob Marley music is ghetto people music.
But you have to study just, first, no?
Yeah, it's just that it get on a commercial level. So it kind of get bigger, it get more than just the ghetto. Because the ghetto is really and truly a little place where they can do so much, but still not enough to help you to even go across the world on a certain level. But it start, that's us, so them get the first push. So in a Jamaica, we have a thing where we say, when Jamaican people accept you, then the world will accept you because we are the hardest critic ever. You understand? Jamaica have the most talent, probably. Them say Jamaica have the most churches. That means we're supposed to have the most church members too. But we're talent, where dancehall is concerned. Me only talk about the talent of music at this point. Where dancehall and reggae music is concerned, like every other youth have talent of Jamaica. Can sing or DJ or rap or play an instrument or DJ or play music as a DJ
selector.
Like we have that. You understand? But we still, the youth them in the ghetto still limited to the ghetto in Jamaica. You understand what I mean? So then we bust you in the ghetto, but then it take other people to take you out of the ghetto and bring you outside of Jamaica. So Bob Marley thing they bust in the ghetto first, just like our Bugle and any other artist bust in the ghetto first. But of course, Bob Marley thing take off outside of Jamaica, outside of the ghetto. Chris Blackwell see the potential and bring Bob Marley upon an international level. So Bob Marley become the man. Now, if not for we as artists, we're still there, Jamaica, have the talent, get the look in there, what Bob Marley did get from Chris Blackwell, then we have more Bob Marleys in Jamaica. Because the music still a make. You understand? So most of the time, I just guidance we need. We just need a person that we say, I'm going to invest in you, and this is the route you're supposed to take. And as long as it's okay with we, and then we are going to do it. You understand what I say? But when we did it, we just sing. Like, we just sing music. Cause you understand? We just put out song. We don't have nobody a market with music. We not signed to no big company, no label. So when we do an album, it's just independent album. Where we just produce an album them some other time and just put them out. We don't have no big label. We say, okay, put out the album. We are going to get... We are going to do some promotional tour where I get some big interview upon the biggest radio station them. Because if it wasn't a personal connection with me and you never love my music and the level that you love it, I probably wouldn't be here doing this interview.
Exactly.
When really and truly the type of music where me do, me should have somebody attack for me. So as soon as me put out an album like Anointed, you should probably get an email. So listen, this album, Bugle Anointed, Ray, we need an interview. You understand what I say? But
yes,
we don't have nothing like that. So if you never did a certain research and find Bugle and start check out my music, then I wouldn't be on the biggest radio station in Switzerland. So, you know, we just I use that for sure. Our music really lack in the ghetto in Jamaica because we don't have nobody to take it out commercially most of the time.
Wonderful. We actually heading to the last question. I think Anointed was the album of the year for a lot of reggae fans last year.
Yeah.
And also I read that in a lot of magazines.
I don't cut you. I have to interject. Okay. You see, you just say Anointed is the album of the year for a lot of reggae fans. There was a award that I went to in Jamaica a couple of months ago. Yeah. Big award, a well-known award, like one of the is an established award.
What's the name of it?
It was a Star Award. And Anointed was not even nominated. Yeah? for me, it was a joke. For me, it was a big joke when me hear the albums that was nominated, and Anointed wasn't even nominated. Actually, Popcorn win that award for album of the year.
You know, it's the same thing with the Grammys. You know, Ziggy Marley wins it every year, and the rest of the albums are not even nominated. So I think award shows are really a choke thing. From me, so one Grammy award. Reggae concern. I don't know about the rest, but yeah. But it was the album of the year. Now we are waiting for our next album, and I know you are working hard. You're putting out songs. We love the songs that come out. Is there a next album in somewhere?
Definitely. I mean, I waited 7 years to put out my debut album, but I did that deliberately because me never just want to put out an album because me name Bugle and me have some hit song and me can compile some song and put out an album. I wanted it to be a collector's item. I wanted it to be a masterpiece. So me make sure I take enough time to do something with me comfortable with. And I accomplished that from the album launch, because my album launch was one of the, it got down as one of the biggest album launch that ever keep in Jamaica, because nobody never say 3,500 people at an album launch in Jamaica. It's like 200 people and 300 people. If you have 500 people in your album launch in Jamaica, you have a whole heap of people. My album launch was like 3,000 hot people. So that alone was a win. And then the album, people start comparing it to two albums, which I think is two of the greatest albums we're making in my time. Sizzla Kalonji, The Real Thing, Buju Bant and Till Shiloh. So when people start say that album you remind me of The Real Thing and Till Shiloh, then I give up. I put in my hand and say, well, yeah, accomplished.
But you're not going to retire then?
Definitely not. And of course, I'm in the process of building my own studio now in Jamaica. So right after the studio up and running, which is probably January the latest, February the latest, then I have a personal project where I'm going to take on. I have an album where I'm going to make, and you are going to be one of the first person to receive the album there, because it's going to be special.
Believe me, I'm waiting from today.
You're going to get it.